So, Dina, we don't have a Wednesday morning this week, because Wednesday morning will be Erev Rosh Hashanah. So let's talk about Chassidus today. With a little bit of Chassidus. One of the interesting psukim of Rosh Hashanah is that pasuk in Mem Zayin that we recite seven times. And it's a pasuk in which you have to sense the transition from the word Elohim to the word Hashem. Elohim is Midas Hadin. Hashem is Midas Harachamim. Allah Elohim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shafar. Remember that pasuk. We're trying to cover all the primary psukim of Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the primary psukim. Allah Elohim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shafar. One of the most famous visuals of all Rosh Hashanah is the Medrash that says that Am Yisrael, through their experience in Rosh Hashanah, can transform Hashem from Elohim to Hashem. The Midas Adin, the Midas Harachamim. And the visual of the Medrash is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Am Yisrael's experiences in Rosh Hashanah, he stands up from his Midas Adin and he repositions himself with a Kisei HaRachamim. And that's why in our Slichos, every Shabbos we say, Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Ram Benisa, which is Hashem's formidable, mighty, authoritative throne, Ram Benisa. But our goal during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is to transform that Kisei Ram Benisa to a Kisei Rachamim, a Kisei of Rachamim. So the question is how? How does a Jew affect such a cosmic shift of Hashem transforming from Midas Hadin to Midas Rachamim, of physically standing up from his Kisei Abdin and relocating to a Kisei Harachamim? So the truth is, you don't really know. I mean, this is a matter which I've been struggling to understand for years, how I am able to, through my tefillos, through my shofar, cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a shift. Obviously, Hashem creates certain realities that I can't understand. But for the Sfasemis, that wasn't enough. And keep in mind, in the backdrop of Chassidus, and the Chassidus, a human being isn't just involved in redemption by moving to Israel or performing mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs change the cosmos. Your mitzvahs can affect the state of the Shechina. That's why Chassidim would preface their mitzvahs with a phrase that you may have heard, the Shein Yuchud Kutcha Brichu. I'm performing this mitzvah to integrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. There's a very, very powerful system of ideas in Chassidus that human beings can change the Shechina. So this is a medrash waiting for Chassidus. That I caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. Those came a little bit late. We're talking about the pasuk Allah Elokim Betrua Hashem Bekol Shofar, and the medrash that says that a person can transform Hashem from Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim. So to answer this question, the Sfas Emes asks a different question. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefanai Zichronos, you should recite Sukkim of Zichronos, so that your memory should ascend in front of me during my judgment favorably. So the simple way of understanding that is, it's a Yom HaDin. Whether you say Psukim of Zichronos or not, it's a Yom HaDin. But your Psukim can affect the judgment in as much as you are asking Hashem to remember the more favorable, friendly aspects of Jewish history. So instead of looking at you and your chait, you ask Hashem to remember the Akedah. Instead of looking at your shortcomings, you ask Hashem to remember the Bris Avos. Instead of looking at your flaws, you ask Hashem to look at Ahavas Kulisayim. So that Gemara, that we're saying Sukkim of Zichronos, so that your judgment should be favorable, means I'm entering evidence into the process that will in some way influence the judgment to be more favorable. But for the Sfas Emes, that Gemara means something very, very different, and that will help us understand how I can transform Hashem into Midas Harachamim. So they're two different Midrashim, they're two different Gemaras, and he's fusing them. How do I cause my judgment to be more favorable? Well, judgment seems very frightening. It's a very, very foreboding, very intimidating, and the Parsha of Zichronos, the preface, is very, very scary. You don't forget anything, you see everything. It's a very scary prospect. But in Chassidus, and for the Sfas Emes in particular, that itself is a schus. It's a schus to be judged by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is it a schus to be judged by a Kodesh Baruch Hu? For two reasons. A, because we're so confident that Hashem is Melech HaRachamim. We're so confident, despite whatever shortcomings we have, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malei Rachamim, but even more so, just the privilege to be judged by Kodesh Baruch Hu, just the privilege that Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying attention to us, just the privilege to be engaged in Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship in this world. So you can run from judgment, and you can run from Rosh Hashanah experientially, or you could run towards the gravitas and the solemnity and the heaviness of this day and say, even though the stakes are so high, I'm going to use my own words now, a worser fate than whatever could happen to you on Rosh Hashanah is to be distant from Hashem. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide about your life next year, that can't be as bad eternally as not having Hashem in your life and not being judged by Hashem, right? So let's say Chas Hashanah, a person will die next year. Okay, so move to the world of eternity. But if he doesn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a severing that is far more consequential than any physical or material decision. So you can run and hide from the judgment, or you could run towards it. You say, well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm thrilled that you're judging me. A, because I'm pretty confident what that judgment will be, even without Pesukim of Bris Abbas, because you're just Mali Rachamim. And B, it's my honor to be judged by you and to be your subject and your servant, because it's my honor to be an Eved Hashem, and that honor is more important, so to speak, than whatever judgment I receive. That's a very, very different response to the fear and the solemnity that many people feel in judgment. Who will give that response if not for us? The fact that we say Pesukim of Zichronos and we're conscious that it's a day of judgment and we're running towards judgment, that itself is a game changer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy that because of that he's full of rachamim, and because of that our judgment will ultimately emerge victoriously and triumphantly. Not because of only Zichus Avos, but because of the Pesukim. It's because of our attitude towards judgment. If you run from judgment, then essentially you don't have that Zichus of embracing the relationship that's innate within judgment. If you run towards judgment, then essentially that schus of building a kesher with Hashem is so important that it transcends whatever verdict legally you'll receive. That itself will cause your judgment to be l'tova. So Imru Lefana, getting back to that Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, recite Sukkim of Zichron is not just to switch the agenda and not just to enter new evidence into the docket. Schus avos bris avos. Say Sukkim of Zichronos, embrace the solemnity, be happy to be judged by Hashem, be able to transcend the fear, and that itself will cause your judgment to be favorable. And getting back to our first statement, and that is what will cause Hashem to transform from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. The fact that people want to be judged. The fact that it doesn't have to be, as we would say in human terms, strong-handed and authoritarian and totalitarian. It's the fact that people willingly want to be Ovdei Hashem and willingly want to be His servants and willingly want to be subject to His authority. He says that's what causes the Shechina to transform from Midas Adin to Midas Arachamim, for Hashem to stand up from the Kisei Adin, Kisei Ram Benisa, and resettle on a Kisei Arachamim. Kel Melch Yoshev a Kisei Arachamim. So the Sfas Amos is taking two different Gemaras and combining them, two different progression. One is based on that pasuk. Again, I want you to remember this when you say the pasuk seven times. Allah Elokim, the true Hashem, b'kol shofar. The transformation from Elokim to Hashem. How does that happen? According to this pasuk, it happens by a person's attitude towards them. Your attitude can change cosmic realities. Your attitude can change Hashem and His positioning, so to speak, on Rosh Hashanah. If you run from judgment, you're basically running from a kesher with Hashem. If you run towards judgment, then that in and of itself clinches that the judgment will be favorable, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be full of rachamim, because the kesher that's expressed through being judged has been consolidated, has been solidified. Okay? There's another pasuk to remember. We're trying to hit on all these pasukim for Rosh Hashanah. Allah Elokim b'tura, Hashem b'kol shofar. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day. Keep your energy up. Another couple days for Rosh Hashanah. Good sleep, everyone. Good sleep.